Your friends will be at Beavers, yeah. I mean, today is going to be your very first day at Beavers.
What do you do at Beavers?
I don't know. I never went to Beavers when I was a little boy.
Do you play games?
Well, the only thing I know, maybe you play games.
Well, that's the only thing you know.
Well, who else is going to be at Beavers that you know for sure? Andrew? Rachel, Aisling, David, Cara. So, you will actually know. I mean, what would you do at Beavers if you could do it yourself? You'd play, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what Beavers will be like. Maybe there'll be somebody dressed up as a beaver coming in. Playing. Oh, the trees are lovely this morning. The trees are beautiful. The autumn is here. The creeper is changing color, so it's red. Leaves are starting to fall off the trees. The cough is back. A blue sky, dry land.
Oh. Dad?
Yeah?
You know what I think? We should have had this kind of weather in summer.
Do you know what I think? I think that's a very true thing.
It was raining most of the time in Cork at summer.
Did it ever stop raining?
Hardly. It just went on and on and on. Then autumn came and sun. We haven't had a drop of rain. Only at night time.
If you could design the weather, what kind of weather would you have? Would you have it? Yeah, what sort of weather would you have?
Sunny.
Pardon?
Sunny with a few clouds.
Would you keep the clouds?
Yes.
Why?
So plants can have their water.
What on earth would we want water for? I mean, wouldn't it be better without any water?
No. Because the air will get too hot and plants will start to die and bees can't collect on their nectar and life won't be good without rain. So we need to have rain and we need to have sun.
Yeah, but, I mean, how much rain would you keep if it was up to you?
I would keep a lot of rain and a lot of sun.
A lot of rain and a lot of sun?
Yeah.
And would you have all the rain coming down at night when we're asleep, or would you have some rain during the day?
I would have some rain during the day and lots of it coming down in the night.
We're under the river now. Where the river would be full of water if we had rain, wouldn't it? On the roof.
Really?
Yeah, flowing across.
Then how do they have lights on in the tunnel? You can't have electricity near water.
What can't you have near water?
Electricity. And lights need electricity. And the water's just above us.
Yeah.
So, and the electricity is on the sea. And the water is on the ceiling. So, how can you have lights in a tunnel when there's water?
I wonder. That's a very good question. How would you get light in a tunnel underwater? Why can't you have electricity and water together? So that would be then shocking.
Very dangerous.
That would be shocking water, wouldn't it?
It's very dangerous to mix electricity and water together. Very dangerous.
Yeah, it would certainly make you jump, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder how they managed to separate the electricity from the water when they were building the tunnel. You know who did that? Who separated the water from the electricity? People called engineers.
I know engineers. But
did you ever meet an engineer?
No, it's just that I know what engineers are. But how do they separate the water from the light?
They engineer a separation. Okay, I ask you, I'll say something. You know the electricity in the tunnel? How do you know it's electricity?
Because there's lights in the tunnel. Lights need electricity.
How do you know it isn't gas light? It could be light made with gas.
Is it?
It could be.
Yeah, but that is it.
No, it isn't. In the olden days, when they had tunnels, they used to have flames, candles, huge flames in the tunnels, so that you could see where you were going.
Why?
And the light came from the flame.
Yeah, but what if the flame, by accident, falls on the ground, and cars are passing? It could make a big fire.
That's right.
That's why the lights are better.
That's why the lights are protected, you're right. But there can be a fire in a tunnel, you know. There have been fires in tunnels. That's what engineers do. They stop fires coming into tunnels.
And electricity is kind
of
like a fire.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you touch electricity, you get a shock. If you touch a fire, you get a shock.
Yeah. Once I touched the barbecue when I was roasting marshmallows and my little finger got burnt. That was just the other day at Andrew's house.
You touched the barbecue?
Yeah, by accident. I touched the barbecue and my finger got shock.
Did you singe your skin? That means, did you burn your skin?
No, it didn't even make a mark. It just was a surprise. I got a big shock and then my finger just started stinging, so I started sucking it.
Yeah.
And that made the sting go away.
I would say sucking a finger would make the sting go away, definitely. But if you suck your finger, you put some water on it, don't you? Okay.
So what's wrong with putting water on your finger?
And nothing.
You always wash your hands.
You can actually. That's a good idea.
Well, I'm not actually putting water on my finger. I'm putting saliva on it.
Oh, that's true. Actually, that's
not
true.
Not really water.
Saliva is not water.
It isn't water. Saliva is good. And you have it in your mouth and it cleans your teeth. But it cleans your teeth during the day.
But there's
the dentist
some.
Told me
I
that.
Think that yeah, the dentist said that, did they? Right. Maybe there's a bit of water in saliva.
Yeah, there is.
Do you like the dentist?
I love it.
Hey, you know that word singe? I'll tell you how you could singe something.
Yeah.
You could get a hot iron.
Yeah.
right, and be doing the ironing. And then you could forget about the iron, like leave it on top of the shirt and forget it.
And the shirt could get finished.
And the shirt would get singed.
And it's very dangerous because the power would still be on and it could make a fire in your house.
You could if you did it for a long... Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that on TV. Someone who was a plumber, they were ironing some clothes, and then he had to do some of his work quickly, and so by accident he left the iron on the rack. With the clothes on, and he didn't turn the power off, and it made a big fire in his house.
Did he burn his whole house down?
No.
Oh.
Because he wasn't that long. He was a quick plumber.
Well, what starts with a singe can turn into a fire. Oh, right, it's... I love this sunshine.
Me too.
I must say.
You were recording me, weren't you?
Just capturing a little conversation. Did you mind?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yes. Why do you always have to use audio book when we're having a private chat?
Well, you know when, in 40 years' time, like we were saying this morning.
Dad!
Yeah? But wouldn't you like to have the sound of your... Yeah? Okay, I'll turn it off.
Oh, Mrs. Ryan!